A company that went bust even before the recession is now trying to recover from bankruptcy. It's the maker of some staples of childhood, like Wonder Bread and Hostess Snack Cakes. They come from a company called Interstate Bakeries, based in Kansas City, Missouri. Last week, a bankruptcy judge approved a reorganization plan that could save 22,000 jobs at that company, but reviving it will not be easy. We have a report from Laura Ziegler of member station KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri.
Twinkies and Wonder Bread are more than just foods. They're the comfort and safety of your mom's PB&J waiting for you when you get home from school. They're the smell of your grade school cafeteria as you open your lunch pail and find a snack cake inside.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the Kid! Wow!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
For years, Interstate Bakery dominated the marketplace. Not too long ago, IBC sold 50% more bread than its closest competitor, according to Josh Sausland, editor of Milling and Baking News in Kansas City.
They had a very long track record of being a very profitable, successful company. And so even when they had difficulties, you still saw products like Twinkies and Wonder Bread. And it was surprising to see them go into bankruptcy.
Labor battles and a resurgence of low-carb diets contributed to a downturn in sales, but the biggest problem for IBC was the tsunami of information about diet and health. Study after study linked trans fats to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. In 2002, the Institutes of Medicine suggested that, quote, the safest amount of trans fat is none at all.
And there's your 13, Gene.
Thank you.
So, what I found on a trip to my local grocery store was that the snack cake and white bread generation had raised kids who weren't eating snack cakes or white bread.
This is Heidi Martin. We don't eat white bread. Twinkies and Ho-Hos, there's just too many preservatives in them. They've never really eaten those, but I ate them a lot when I was a kid.
My name is Peggy Tingle, and I have two children, age 15 and 10, and I work at a preschool, and we do not serve Wonder Bread, Twinkies, or the Hostess Snack Cakes. Our kids don't need all of the processed white flour.
Marketing experts will tell you that in sales, perception is everything. IBC eventually did offer whole grain Wonder Bread and Twinkies with no trans fat, but people had already started reading the labels and saw things they didn't want to eat. So what's a bankrupt company to do? Advertising executive Brad Hanna of the Barclay Company in Kansas City says one thing they are not likely to do is advertise their way out of this conundrum.
When a brand idea becomes expired or consumers no longer see the brand as the best option, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for advertising to convince consumers otherwise.
Interstate Bakeries has closed 25 bakeries in the last 13 years, and sales continue to slide. Executives would not agree to be interviewed for this story, but have said they are confident the reorganization plan will help them reclaim their place in the market. The question is whether putting a new face on an old, even iconic company will be enough. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.